The executive director of PEM Plus Bites, Kwame Ahiambenu, has been speaking about the operations of the NGO established 15 years ago. He told Radio Ghana that PEM Plus Bites started to upgrade the standard of journalism in the application of high technology, application of data in analyzing economic issues, as well as providing capacity for journalists to hold government accountable in the disbursement of the oil and gas revenue. He spoke to George Ankra.
PEM Plus Bites was established 15 years ago, and we started by focusing on how can we improve on the quality of journalism. And our anchor was the use of information and communication technologies. So we started at a time where a lot of newsrooms did not have technologies like computers. They don't have maybe high-tech editing software and so on and so forth. So we thought that we could help journalists acquire those skills. In so doing, it can improve on the quality of the journalism that they practice. Now, as the organization grew, we branched into other areas. The first area of work we did was the area we call technology and good governance. By that, we mean that how can we ensure that citizens participate in the democratic process? For citizens to participate, they can do that by face-to-face means. And we came with approaches that can we use technologies that allow them to participate in the democratic process. So for example, we created a tool that allows citizens to send an SMS to their members of parliament or go to a website and send issues. We also have worked on elections in 15 African countries. And the idea here again is that how can we ensure that citizens, when they go into elections, are empowered with the issues, are encouraged to vote on the issues which are important to them. So we use technologies to ensure that citizens have a better information. More importantly, they are able to determine the next leader of their country because they have been equipped to do so well.